Welcome Beast Place. August 21st, 2020. I am discussing Madden and why I don't play Madden or games like it anymore. But you know, I started playing like the second version of that game was Madden 92. If you applied to play that today, you'd be like, what is this garbage? Turn it off. At the time, it was like fantastic. It was awesome. It was like, this is the best game that ever came out. Now you'd be like, this is garbage. Turn it off immediately. So I'm sitting there and I want to really quickly tell this story. So this guy beat me at this game every time. Sometimes it would get close. And one of the reasons he always beat me is I emulated his play. Now you could, the Buffalo Bills and the New York Giants had a team that allowed you to do so. They had good running backs, which basically how the game was played. It was halfback toss right, and then it was a different play. Essentially, halfback toss right, halfback toss left. And then you threw stuff in there every once in a while because the way that you played this is you needed a good outside linebacker. And what he did was he always played with Lawrence Taylor, which you may not know who this is. He was a Hall of Fame outside linebacker that was more like an edge rusher. So he's more of like a defensive lineman, like a defensive end, than he was like a archetypical sort of like today's linebacker. You wouldn't want this guy. If this guy was on your team today, if it was a pass play, he's probably rushing the quarterback, to put it that way. So it'd be in today's world, it's very different. That professional football is played very differently. Okay, the running backs used to be really important. Right now they're like, we just need a good one. They last like 3 years. I need star players don't want to be running backs anymore. So it's like, but back in that day, it was a different world. So it was harder to pass. Because you could hit the quarterback was just like any other player. There was no, can't hit him high, can't hit him low, can't be too mean to him when you hit him. I mean, you still hit him as hard as you want, but there's a very like, there's like parameters, like a special person. Just like our society has special people, now, special groups that you can't make fun of and you can't discriminate against and get special treatment. I actually fit into one of those groups before you get all up in arms. I do. Therefore, by the rules, I can make fun of them. And so I am. And it's worked for me in my, I'm almost positive that it has a certain degree worked in my favor. Although it's hard to know and hard to tell. Anyway, moving on, you would just rush this guy and he was on the left side of the screen so he's on the right side of a defense. So if you tried to pass, you had almost no time. And if you had to run the ball to that side, it was harder to make it happen. And so I saw how he played, and I just emulated it. It's easy. Passing required like a higher level of skill than running the ball, even in that game. And so it was random. Like if I was passing the ball, it was out of desperation, and it worked or it didn't. Really random. And you guys out there that really play Madden now, you're like, "Were you kidding me?" Like, no, I really couldn't. I couldn't focus. Here's my problem. I would focus on the quarterback. My eyes would be on the quarterback as I was trying to pass. So I really didn't look. It was, imagine if your quarterback couldn't see downfield. He knew where to throw it. So he could throw it to the wide receiver, but he couldn't tell if the guy was open or not. That's what I was doing. So I would just rant, and you had three choices. So imagine that. That's not going to be very effective. But running the ball, yeah, I know I could totally do it. And I had a guy named Thurman Thomas, a Hall of Fame running back, in the 90s that it worked with. So it worked for a little bit for me. I could kind of win occasionally. So you can see how this kid would just win. Now the defense, the Bills also had an equivalent. They had good edge rushers as well. So you could play that stratagem to some effect. And this is true through the games I played in 94. Not everybody played that way that I played with. Some of them just like, dude, were tapping buttons. You know, they just want to be part of the whatever, and they were tapping buttons, and some of them, like my buddy Scooby, he was pretty good at it. Brad was pretty good at it. And so they weren't random. They were actually running plays. They knew what they were doing, and I had no concept of. I knew you want to throw the ball if you want to get a lot of yards. That was another problem I had with my high school football coach. So he would run fullback dives. It would be 3rd and 20. And he would run like a fullback dive. Like almost every time. It was like a running joke in my head. And I asked him, like, what the hell, man? Like, it got to the point where we weren't winning. And when you're not winning, there it creates problems, especially if you have a temperamental, like, mentally ill, narcissistic, arrogant psycho that doesn't give a rip on your team. It'd be fine. If we were winning games, it would have been fine. But we weren't. So I questioned him because I had the balls to do it. That was the other thing. I had a lot of courage. Or I lacked fear. I didn't care. I was very, like, secure in my position. And so, you know, when you're not secure in your position, you won't speak up. But once you're secure in your position, you might start to just...
He tells it like it is.
Yeah. Right. By the way, people that are afraid to do that will hate you. So don't. Don't be mean. Be polite. Be nice as best you can. Not nice like in the way that you'll be friend-zoned, but nice in the kind way. Okay, so anyway, Madden, dude owns the game, beats everybody, wins all the time. He's the kind of guy that can't stand losing. He's one of those. I can't stand losing either. I hate it. And on the inside, I'm seething. I won't let you know it. No matter what you beat me at, even if it's the first time I played it and you're an expert, to some degree, I get upset. Now, even that has limitations. When I do jiu-jitsu and I go up against the black belt, dude, there's some old-ass, skinny, fat, out of shape, wheezing as they're walking over to the mat black belts to twist me up like a pretzel. And I'm like a steroid ball. And I'm like, argh! But it doesn't bother me because there is no chance. No. However, anything shy of that, and I'll be annoyed. Like, I come to your house, and we play foosball on your foosball table, I will get annoyed that I can't beat. If, however, I'm kicking your butt, and I know I'm in control, I'll let you win. And then it's funny, because I did that with that guy, with a lot of others, with Tank. There was a lot of situations like that where I would let him win. And I don't, not this, no, Madden, he was the king. When it came to me, I don't remember how they fared against each. The guys that actually owned the game, I can't remember how they did against each other. But against me, I remember like the one time I beat him. I think I beat him like 2 or 3 times out of 100. I still like to play. Here's the thing, though. I'm the kind of guy, I could do that because I like playing and I always want to try to win. But if you're in those situations, if you don't let the other person win somewhere around 30% of the time, i.e. 1 out of 3 times, they won't want to play with you anymore. So just know that, okay? And that transcends mammals. It's like rats. If you have a rat that's good at playing whatever rat game it is, if he doesn't let the other rat win sometimes, the other rat won't even want to play with him anymore. So I because he rubbed a lot of people the wrong way, my buddy Tank. And I think that was part of it. That he didn't have this concept. Like, when he could beat you with something, he would gloat. He would rub it in. He, like, would dance on your grave. Right? Which nobody likes. When you lose, lose gracefully. When you win, win gracefully. He did not have either. So he was the guy. And this will show how he loses. We're at his house one Saturday night. It's just me and him. We're just hanging out. We're playing Madden. And I'm like, how do I beat this guy? I got to change my strategy. Playing the game he plays, I can't win. So I'm like, okay, well, offensively, I'm crap. Okay, I'm a one-trick pony. He knows it. But every time I try to do something else, it just doesn't work. So I'm stuck doing that one trick. Because that one trick, I did score on him. That's the thing. I actually would score. It actually would work. Some. It was working some. And, like, it wasn't like I was losing 42 to... And also, another quirk we did halves instead of full games, so that like the end of the quarter was halftime. If at halftime you were losing by more than 21 points, so if you were losing 21 to nothing, so more than 20 points, it was called skunk rule, and it was over in a quarter. I think it was even like to the point where if on the third touchdown was scored, if you couldn't score on the next possession. But I doubt it because 5 minutes goes by. That was just to get the games happening quick. We played like, you know, 10, 15, 20-man tournaments like repeatedly in a night. Only 2 people could play at a time because of how the controllers worked. Now you can play like, I played FIFA 3-on-3, 3-against-3. And that's only because that was all the controllers we had. And we, no, I think we did go 4-on-4, which is the max the thing allowed is 8 controllers at once or 6, one of the, whatever. Anyway, so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take the best defensive team. Well, what's that? And I looked at the individual, because it used to come with a book. And I looked through it and I figured out that the New Orleans Saints in Madden 92 had the best 4 linebackers. And that was going to stop his run game, which was the meat of his game as well. Remember, I was a one-trick pony run. He was like a 70% trick pony run. He could pass, but it wasn't going to be the meat of his game. And with those linebackers, I could stop the run, because on the Bills team, there was, I think his name was Julius Peppers, was a great, and Thurman Thomas. So there were a couple guys, but it, like, there was a disparity, and one of the sides is a little weak. And I just played the, all I was trying to do was minimize. I was no longer going for sacks and tackles for losses. I was trying to minimize the gain. I was just trying to, like, hold him to 3 or 2 yards. And what ends up happening is, and then I was running different blitz packages. So instead of coming from the same side every time, which is predictable and you can, like, kind of work around it, I blitzed all 4 in various configurations. What that did was it nullified his offense. Couldn't score. The New Orleans offense, however, is garbage. And I couldn't. And I end up kicking a field goal at the end of the half or the end of the game, however, to win 3-0. It's like 8 o'clock, 7 o'clock. I'm like, yes, I finally won. Woo! And I'm all excited. And this guy had been such a gloater. I didn't realize that. I thought that mentality meant that he was just like energetic and blah, blah, blah. Or I didn't realize the negative character that this showed. So I thought that when I won, he'd be like, hey, man, good job. And I was like, you know, you've been playing for a while. This is bound to happen. That's no. He's like, the look on his face is of like utter horror and like utterly despondent. You know that look on your kid's face where he's pissed off? Like a 3-year-old that's like not going to get his way on some little thing. Like, but in his mind, like full. He's like, I don't remember him really saying anything mean. Maybe a fuck you, maybe not. But he threw the controller, like, I think he broke it, at the Sega and was like, and walked out of the room, went up to his room, slammed his door, and wouldn't come out. I was like, ha, 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 I got you. Okay, you're upstairs. I guess I'll play some. I think I even, like, played a whole game by myself. I'm like, is he going to come back down? Okay, I'll give him some time. I go up to him, like, knock on his door. Nothing. Door locked. I was like, I guess I'll leave. I went and said bye to his parents. He's like, I'm leaving. Where's Craig? Like, in his room. What happened? I beat him at Madden. They start laughing. So this dude, I mean, that was it. Lights out. Full-blown temper tantrum. I'll give him this. He didn't get in my face. He didn't, like, start screaming and yelling too much. He didn't make... He just threw his controller, maybe said a quick fuck you, and went to his room. And he took his ball. He didn't take his ball. So he did that Cartman thing where I'm taking my ball him. I'm giving him. He left the ball, but he went home. He was like, Jesus, dude. And then afterwards, he like rationalized it. Oh, it's just the way you did it. Like, I remember like, I had to justify to him. I'm sitting there like, I didn't have to do this, but I sort of did. I shouldn't have. I was like, dude, I got to think of something to beat you with because you're like killing me at this thing. I got to do something. Like, what am I supposed to do? Just like, I'm just going to let you win. That's, you know, but anyway, but it's a relatively simple game. And again, you could call audibles, but they were limited by the number of buttons and it was a very simple game. And it was, social. So when I did get into video gaming my sophomore year in college, they were solo games. It was just about me playing, but this is before online. There were online games, but they were, I don't want to be too much of a snob, but they weren't cool. They were like, they were usually like super sci-fi, like hyper nerdy. Like if you listen to this podcast, you know, I'm a nerd. I talk about Dungeons and Dragons. I talk about Skyrim. It doesn't get nerdier. I can't be a bigger nerd. I've talked about Star Trek a little bit of Star Wars, you know, it's, yeah. I will say this though, those particular games are, at the time, They'd be like turn-based, but like you'd get one turn a day or work. Let's say there were like 10 people playing this intergalactic battle game. You'd have to wait for the other people to take their turn. So if they didn't check it daily, there you go. And they were really, really like overly complex. They're like past the complexity that I wish to have in a game. That's why there's some games that are actually great like that. Even Oblivion, I talk about this game, super high level complexity. You can just put it on easy. I mean, I think the game actually told you, like, look, if you just want to have fun, stick this game on easy. Don't worry about anything. Do whatever you want. If you want to make this, like, a real training, like, you're actually training the character, and, like, here's how you do it. Anyway, so my friend has a hyperspaz. It's a social game. I start gaming by myself, and then I'm gaming alone, and there's not a lot of online opportunities as I was growing up. Then I get in the Marine Corps, and I more or less stop gaming almost the whole time. With the exceptions of on deployment and a little bit of computer games, like I talked about already, I played like a few Dungeons and Dragons, Black Isle games of like Baldur's Gate and Icewind Dale, that sort of thing. I wasn't the kind of guy that came home and played whatever. I had a friend. We would he lived so close to work, he'd go home for lunch. And he would go home for lunch, and he would play 20 minutes of some online Star Wars game, go back to work, leave work, and then play that thing till like 2 a.m. And like not sleep, because you had to be at work. And then, but that's all he did. I lived with him, and that's all he was doing. And on the weekends, because I lived with him for about 6 months, which was actually kind of cool, because most days we carpooled. So, hey, it's Tuesday, your turn to drive. You got like a 15-minute, like completely zoned out, you know. But on the weekends, it would be like we both tend to sleep in. And what we would do is like we'd get up, he'd get up and play, maybe eat breakfast, play some more, and then we'd go out at night and go out to dinner, have a couple drinks, maybe go to a bar, have a couple drinks, come home, and then have a couple more drinks while we play games. And it was funny because he would be playing on his computer, and I hooked up now I would like watch TV or play PlayStation in his TV room. And we'd hang out playing different games. It actually worked out pretty well. And then like repeat on Sunday, except, you know, no drinking. That was it all the time. Anyway, but I never really got into online gaming for a long time. I just didn't hook up even once I had a PlayStation 3, which had the capability, I didn't really do it. I wasn't into the same games that would be, and even if I was playing online, it'd be car racing, which has the same problem Madden does. When you, like, playing against a computer gets, so with Madden, it's like, it's fun to play with your friend. It's far less fun to me to sit there by yourself and play against a computer, because at the end of the day, if you're losing, you just turn the skill. And the computer doesn't do goofy stuff. It doesn't make mistakes. It, like, I don't know. It doesn't appeal to me. Where I can play a racing game against a computer all day, every day. I can't do it against, in a sport contest. Even UFC, I can do that. Like a boxing game. No problem. But with Madden, it was just like, I don't want to play by myself. Like, yeah, but then you can just kind of, you can play online. Well, the problem there is the level of difficulty. So I don't touch Madden. I don't really game outside a little bit of computer games here and there. I mean, I had a PlayStation and I had a few games, and here and there I would, like, you know, do this or that. I wasn't what I was doing. And so I'm like out of it. And then I, on my last deployment, we start, like, there's a community Xbox, actually an Xbox. Had some problems with sand. Anyway, we were playing Madden, and I'm like, oh, I used to be good at this game. I used to be okay. Let me play. The level of destruction that I was destroyed. I remember having to play with the other people that couldn't play the game. And of course, one of the cool guys in the squadron, he was like, when I say that, what I mean is he was like the shining Cobra pilot that was going to be the next, you know, General Patton. He was an okay guy on a personal level. He was very good. And we had like this, he was the best officer, and he like challenged all the enlisted guys. Like, any of you guys can beat me, like give you $100. I think there was one kid that could beat this guy. And I watched him play, and he would call like cornerback audibles. I was asking, what are you doing? Like, what's happening? You're like clicking buttons. Like, what's that? He's like, all right, well, on this particular play, he was in this formation. Therefore, like, I bumped my inside linebackers up, and then I bumped the left side cornerback down. This is 2007, so it was Madden 06 or 07. No, it would be, yeah, Madden 06 or 07, 05. I bumped one linebacker down. I shifted my defensive line to the right, and I put I told the safety to go into his... You're adjusting individual players? Yes. Not even like calling a defensive thing where you get, you know, we walk up to the line and you're in some kind of like run defense. You're like, oh crap, there's not even a running back. They're in like a shotgun formation with no running, like an empty backfield. Like, switch to pass protection. Which, by the way, I don't even know what that is. I played for 8 years, but I was mostly a lineman. Like, my first 3 years, I was a lineman. And then I played tight end, defensive end, which are kind of like linemen, in middle school. And then in high school, I was an inside linebacker and a running back. And so, like, my knowledge of this is very... You'd think it'd be more. As a linebacker, I really should know more, but I don't. All I knew, really, was what the hand signals were. And I relayed them to the rest of the team. So I was the only one that had to learn those. And then I knew where to put the defensive linemen. So I would read. And that was super, super simple. It was whatever side had more players on it was the strong side. And you either shift right or shift left or not at all. And that's it. And then for my own thing, all I had to do was watch the guard. I would take a step forward. If the guard goes right, I went right. If the guard goes left, I go left. And that's it. And then it was... From then on, it was just the first step was a read. And then it was just read what's happening. So first step, oh, and if the guard comes back up into a pass protection, I was automatically going into the flat. In the 2 years I played inside linebacker, they like, the ball was thrown relatively in my area twice. Once I intercepted it and once was against Howard, which was the state championship potential team. Like, when we were walking in the stadium, their fans were like, if you win, we're going to shoot you. And our response wasn't like, whatever, fuck it. It was like, don't worry. We're not going to win. You're good. Like, we didn't even take offense to it. We're like, no, you're right. No, we won't. It's all good. I'm sure they were like, wait, did we just threaten them? And they were like, yeah, nah, don't worry. Like, what? That's not how that's supposed to go. We're supposed to be, like, talking smack, getting in their head. No, I'm not, I want to make the least amount of contact. I knew some of those guys. I had played football with a bunch of their stars. They were like seniors. When I was in seventh grade, I played with there was a guy named Guy Smith who went on to play at Penn State. I knew him. I knew their quarterback. I knew it was either wide receiver or tight end. And so, like, we weren't buddy buddies. Like, I saw him like twice, three times a year. We said, hey. But it was enough of a relationship where you're like, I'm not going to hit you if you don't hit me. And they're like, yeah, cool. We're just going to go through the motions. You guys score a bunch of touchdowns and then we'll leave. Is that cool? Just don't hurt me. Okay. In any case, yeah, so this guy was just like super button man. All right, so come into part four next time. We'll talk button man and Madden and how that goes. All right, cool. See you. Bye.